should we acknowledge the teacher? We teach that the teacher is not important, but the message and God are. Does this mean that we should not acknowledge the teacher and should not tell people from where we received our knowledge, understandings? The meaning of the teaching that we should not make the teacher God is that we should not make him an obstacle in the path of the human to reach God. That is what has happened in the past, and the religion has become a cult. The teacher became more important than the teaching, God. This results in people not seeking the formless, invisible, nameless, eternal, fine, anymore, but believing in a set of dogmas. So we have to be careful not to create a cult. However, when we reach out to humanity and we talk about the teachings of the mission, we have to acknowledge where our understanding comes from. As Maitreya received his teachings from God, and he acknowledges it. You have received your teachings and understandings from Maitreya and the mission, and you have to acknowledge that. You connect people to Maitreya and the teachings, the source, and Maitreya and the mission will connect them to God. What happens if people do not acknowledge from where they have received this knowledge? They would take it that it is theirs. They will eventually bring their understandings into our teachings, and they also will accept that as the truth. Little by little, they will take them more and more away from the original teachings and the truth, and will replace them with what they think is the truth. We will eventually have many versions of what the mission and God's revelation is supposed to be. We will have divisions and branches in the mission, and the unity will be lost. Therefore, acknowledging where our teaching has come from and connecting people to the mission and Maitreya are essential in the unity and manifestation of the Koho, Kingdom of Heaven on Earth. Let us understand this in its deepest level. Put our egos aside and bring all to the feet of the Lord, that all humanity receives the purest message and revelation, and become united. Be a servant of God.